My kids have reached that age where they take showers. They take long showers. So afote nauliza, ati why did you take a long shower at mtoto yako? Mtoto yake yuko like, no, I was just had some thoughts in there that I was thinking. Now yuko like, I don't want to enter there and sleep on your thoughts. You see, that's a funny joke.
Ikonene.
Episode 326, tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Na hii ni 326 take 2, so kwa wase wa Patreon, mtapata take 1, itaanza na video, alafu go audio. That's what happened. Review gi gadgets, eh? iPhone 15, ikona one disadvantage, and the disadvantage is it keeps stopping to record. I don't know why the fuck it keeps doing that. But picha yake na 14, imetandika 14. It's subtle. But when you're out there, like dark spaces, that's when it pops. Like, because there's
dark echo spaces, then.
Yeah.
You're shooting only pods, bro?
Yeah. Niko nimeenda majuzi. Majuzi niko nimeishia mic check. So nikiwa mic check to record, like we moved from upstairs to downstairs. And the way the 15 stayed consistent, I was like, shit.
So mic check natakora hiyo studio huko chini.
Yeah.
Impressed with some...
Uliona,
equipment,
eh? Yeah, iko
nini hiyo? What I can steal.
Yeah.
So how do you counter the setback we just faced with the iPhone 15 Pro Max, isn't it?
I don't know what happened. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Do you have to keep it on charge or
no? Like, is it the profile? It's fully charged. So me, what I thought, mbele niko nafikiria ni jua ku overheat. Like if it overheats, it inazima, si ndio? But now I'm very lucky that hii shit haiku happen states. Kwa states unajua nilikuwa nafanya interview zangu, nilikuwa solo. Nilikuwa na set record alafu na kama hapa. Acheki.
Yeah.
But najua the battery is so good that it does not need to be in charge. Like ato ukiweka like with 50% you can do 2 hours comfortably. See. But now the disadvantage of it stops recording, stops, and you never know the reason.
Might be just
so
some
I thought it was overheating.
Yeah,
but it was not.
Might
so
be a few bugs. Maybe it's the Malizona update.
Yeah,
ama something to do with like screen.
But 16 inakuja. Ama iOS 18 maybe.
Yeah, iOS 18.
Yeah.
So hizo like come out in a screen iki time out, maybe na stop kila kitu. So those a few things you might have to check. Yeah. Because waki update tu kitu kunakuwa na vitu zingine mob huko chini before uzijue. Kai,
because hapo cause me going in stress, me going in stress sana, cause I love the image, but we've got levels in and like like damn, did I make a mistake? Cause 14 iko na ujinga.
Oh wow.
14 iko na ujinga, but 15 na fraya sana vile, especially if you're shooting outside, like damn, that picture is just shit. Like 14 I think your level.
Picturesque, cinematic and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
so it's really good. Okay. So kwa Patreon at least you've gotten a whole hour ile kwa tunabonga juu the political situation hapa Kenya. But saizi wacha tubonge juu something different. Like viluna tuchekisi hapa watatu tumejua na for over 24 years na tulijua na tukiwa adults. Inamaanisha sisi wote tuko in our 40s. So yeah, nataka kujua say kile una feel juu 40s. Like how's 40s inawapeleka aje jo? Tukianza tuzena za kama
kwanza nataka kujua 40 yangu iko wapi, because kuna wasonga early 40s
na late
mid 40s, late 40s
na late 40s,
yeah,
iko late mazee.
So let's go.
I love it. I'm a bit more relaxed, no pressure. Ile design ukisha hiyo round moja kikatana na nakwambia si mimi,
it is what it is.
It's not me. There's nothing I can do about it. Unajua zile pressure ulikuwa ganazo kitambo mazao
yaweza ku represent
ndo ku perform like no, right now I'm chilling. Naweza kuwa celibate sahi for a long time, like it doesn't bother me, like kitambo mazao ulikuwa unaweza cheesy.
Yeah, because it's your reputation out there in the streets.
Not even rap. Like you wanted it. Like you really like wanted
it. Nigga, we are in the streets. All the time.
Ukienda kwa club, upate ni club, iko tu na wase, immediately we're going to walk out. Ukienda, at all times, you are just looking for pussy.
Yeah.
Right now, shit.
Because imenikumbusha kuna meme flani liona that ati... ilikuwa ati pussy has taken me to places more dangerous more dangerous than a war zone. Na nikamsee kamesimama hivi alafu naona tu darkness unacheki alafu inanikumbusha like muki wetu kwa tunaishi na wewe na naweza sema you are like every woman that you dated was a lucky woman because you are not a cheating dude.
So this black dude, men don't cheat.
Yeah, unacheki. So this dude was very faithful. Mimi nilikuwa out there in the streets jo. Nime drive places zingine hii Nairobi jo. Kwa time nilikuwa natoka kijani, napitia majengo, napitia shauri moyo. What? Yeah, you like, I don't know. Like, if my tie kibasta hapa, what happens? Alafu, now I'm in my 40s, alafu. Like, pussy is just not the same. Like, ile, nikiwa kwa streets, I don't even think about it. Like, nikuwa na sexualize my dame sana. Nowadays, I don't sexualize them. Yeah. Nikiwa kwa street, ana yone dame, yuko aje. I don't think about what if I was to screw her, what if I was to nini. So, hiyo imekuwa a very interesting journey. What business can I talk to her about? Like, how can we make money?
How can we make money? Yeah.
Nimekuwa in situations whereby, najua, mtu ananirushia, but sitaki.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm a faithful black men don't cheat type.
You're a faithful version of Mookie in your 40s.
Yeah. Which is a good
thing. Yeah, it's actually, I won't say in reverse, but a disclaimer. I'd say this. In our younger years, you know, man, and in our younger years, chasing was not a thrill for me as such, man. I think we all have our kicks. We all have our kicks. But right now, for me, in my 40s, what relieves my anxiety is putain. You know what I mean? Okay. I need a good squeeze. I need a good woman to be with me. And mine is a foreplay from when we wake up, man. Like, what breakfast is on the table? How you dress? What's it like, you know, to just, you know, walk around the house and to be able to realize, like, the laundry is done. Like, there's a lot of things in Akujana Kukwana. For me, the alleviation of anxieties, because when you grow older, fear and anxieties, because of how we've been conditioned in life, those are key things that dictate how we live.
Yeah.
For me, we call it pussy.
Yeah.
Is better than dowsa pressure. Come on.
Yeah, najua.
It's the natural. It's just a natural healer for so many things. Yeah,
it's better than Valium.
You get what I mean?
Prevention ya nini ya prostate. Na basi tulikuwa nayo kwa bash fulani mzee alikuwa anapatia na hiyo story. Alafu alikuwa amelewa. But I didn't have permission to record him. So I don't know if I should post that video.
Yeah.
But the shit he was.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Mzee ukishafika hii umri yetu 40. Mimi nakwambia hata ba doctors wamesema. Wewe hata wife akikuzuchia wewe mwambie wewe umeambiwa na doctor that hiyo ni prescription.
Eh.
Eti unafaa tu kukanyaga.
But the enthusiasm is right now very, it's like ni kama when you connoisseur of sorts, you know. It's not like you're that guy who ule mse okuchop dania done. You're not like that. Utaenda mahali ukaivi uangalie. You can go to a really nice club, you can look at all the nice women and all their physical attributes, but utaweza toka kwa club na urudi home ulale bila kuchotana.
Exactly.
Unacheki? Cuz ile kitu unataka out of all your experiences, but I bet the experience is different for women. You get? Because you see Zach is kicking it at 48, right? I'm 45 right now and I'm very choosy. I'm very choosy. Like, I can choose, like, I just want to buy you coffee. I think I can have a good Ethiopian with you. You know? I think I can jack off to you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think I can wife you. You get? Yeah. At 40, that's the luxury we have. You know?
Yeah.
And these young boys are out here, man, running like, you know, niggas with Uhuru bags on their heads, not knowing what to do. You know that.
But kitu fani ni technology, imefanya ama boy saizi, they don't get it as much as sisi. This is the most interesting thing about it, because sisi technology ilifanya tukapata more than our fathers. Yeah, like Musa Maga, like hakuna, there is no advice about pussy buda angenipatia. Ngambia tulia buda. Literally tulia buda. Unacheki. Yeah, yeah. But sasa, technology ikakami kamesa. Kwa sisi unajua, Facebook ilikamu. So when Facebook kujad, tuko tunaingia kwa ma inbox. So ukikatia mademata watano at the same time. Yes. But now, Instagram ikakuja. So now, a woman knew so much about you before even meeting you. Unaingia kwa inbox, anaangalia picha zako, anchi kijo, kiatu sile kitu anexpect. anakuangalia kwa like iraena nikajasho jo. So girls are getting screwed by the same people, and it's worldwide.
Mm. Yes.
So like the dudes right now are doing very crazy numbers. Girls are also doing crazy numbers, but with the same dudes.
Mm.
So, do you know, make sense?
I get it. Someone said we are all brothers.
Yeah.
Somehow you've eaten the same sauce.
So kuna study litokea like in the US where it was saying like over 30% of men under 30 have not had sex in the past one
what?
Year.
What?
Yes. And it's worldwide. That's why dudes, have you seen the way people who are anti-women are becoming popular worldwide?
Mm.
That's the reason, because dudes are not screwing.
Mm. With all the resources.
Yes, because now girls have more choices. You see, like back in the days, the girl could only get people in her neighborhood. Sindio?
Yeah.
But right now, your Instagram, if she's beautiful enough and she's on Instagram, there's a dude in Westlands trying to screw.
Yeah.
And you see this dude in Westlands, animal nature.
Mm.
Women look for someone who can protect. Provide and protect.
So,
finances, it's what the protection is. So my dame wanna go for the same dudes, and dudes are out here struggling. Alafu, they're the same dudes struggling, alafu wamedanganywa jacking off is wrong. Umesema jacking off in your 40s.
It was just like in the course of the conversation. I'm not going to pillar for jacking off.
So now, with that, try and imagine a dude who's not jacked off. Eh?
Mm.
He's not getting any women. This dude is so frustrated. He's going to look for the... His hero is going to be someone who's anti-women.
Mm.
That's why unachiki your rhetoric here, women are bad, whatever. It's flying in a fly kabisa.
Yeah.
Because instead of them having more options, they have fewer options. It's very sad.
How so, with resources?
Yes, because now them you can a choice, yeah? Screwing a dude who is financially stable, I'm screwing a dude who's struggling and starting from scratch.
Mm.
She's always going to choose.
So it's the woman who has more the options,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Mm.
She'll be like, I need a thug dick. And then she goes, and then I need
there's like... rent nigga,
thug dick.
Yeah. Afula madema medanganyo, they are dudes. Get right now, so was on our these young girls, man.
Yeah.
If you get a 23-year-old with a body count of less than 23, you're lucky. Like,
yeah.
Shit, man, because they're also giving it out so much that it's nasty. Like right now, I respect any dude in his 20s who's still leaking vagina, man.
So mi nataka kujitoa kwa history.
Kuna mileage ingine.
Nijitoa kwa history ya wase. Mi kwanza mi wase mi natoka Kisumu.
Mm.
Tumesoma vitu mingi sana kuhusu nyinyi watu wa Nairobi.
Mm.
Maana sijui there was an outbreak ya Kisonono. Not only yeah, like
gani,
no, there was an outbreak like in Nairobi. Kulikuwa na sini epidemic or pandemic ya, was it gonorrhea or what?
Oh,
it was in the headlines.
Mm. And I'm a faithful dude, so I didn't hear that. That shit didn't
even and happen. Even some corporate structures had to shut down because of some.
Oh, you know. Corporate. I know what you mean. The
yeah,
media
but
station
Nairobi itself,
news.
Like kulikuwa na sema kana. Ati uwezi sema ati we ni msewa. Ati yo ule ni chalia ndunge.
Mm.
Awezi claim we ni chalia ndunge wa West. Zi. Zach pia kwa hapo, then he shareholding, sharecropping, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I think when you go beyond the urban centers, it's a bit, in as much as somewhere like Kisumu is urban, Nairobi men have much more economical, outlook.
Yeah,
prowess
than
their counterparts. It's maybe say Mombasa, Garissa, Mwea, get. So you guys have the so-called options.
I think at Auko Ocha Mazeti.
It depends on your land, right?
Yeah,
Auko Ocha.
How much land you have, eh?
Kona ka grandmother flani.
What the fuck?
In your machine, what? Yeah, Kalifana?
Pika story kana sema tivile kwa village. Yeah, pika yake ndo akunywa dawa. Yeah, she's proud.
Anyone is on ARVs.
Like, what the fuck shit is this? You're telling
Because Ocha, I think Ocha that's because of culture. Culture can be so bad, eh? Like, parts zingine za Luo culture waga fucked up sana. Because hata nilicheka sana, because at least nowadays they've started disrespecting people. So, sidi watu wanaitwa Jater.
Yeah.
Jater is a wife inheritor. So there's even like a cousin of mine, some young dude. Yeah, he's on drugs. He's on that HIV shit. Cause he's Jater. This dude like ended up tearing the inheriting the wife of a dude who died with AIDS. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, but I think you'd be amplifying the stigma that has been cast on Luo culture based on the fact that it was like the way people say South Africans South Africa is most die of AIDS or most Luos die of AIDS. So when you single out stuff like that,
I'm just saying that it happens still. Okay. It happens. Like that, people need to just, if a dude dies, you need to know what the fuck killed his
You'll be there interrogating the house help and stuff. Alikuwa namna gani?
Ukopale bana. Alikuwa anapita barabara akagongwa na lori. Okay, sawa sawa. Acha sasa. Yeye ni inheritance, nimekubali. Yeah, but otherwise ati alikufa tu, alikuwa mgonjwa.
Mgonjwa tu na akakufa.
Yeah. Zia utaki your shit. Yeah. But I think one of the things,
so sex, man, life is, you just
life in the 40s. Imekuwa like sex is not a priority and this is the funny thing. When sex is not a priority, life becomes easier.
Becomes so like easy, you become focused. Nigga, I'm focused.
Yeah. Life
equal. Focus, man.
But life equal ironical in its own way. Because if you had to ask me to change anything about my 20s, the only thing I'd change is my investment choices. Otherwise, no. When, like, vilumesema, pussy calms you down. Muki nishaipa, siju kwa tulipatia na hii story tukiwa na wewe hapa.
It's not a pause moment, is it?
Zizi. Nilipatia Zach ile story ya. There's a day, you called me up.
Fuck!
Remember? Yeah. Dude, remember this? There's a day you called me up. Yeah. I don't want to go to the wapi. Let's go to the stop show on Makarao.
Yeah.
Pale next to Allianz.
Yeah.
You know the story that I was rocking at Tom?
I know that. Yeah.
You see, that's how much I loved. That thing.
It was a truth or dare thing. Or rather, a bet. And how you just... They never came for you?
They never came for me.
Like you're rocking both sides? Like you need a rainbow scarf or something like that? Like you need alphabet
tops? It was a woman's nini. I was not the first one to do it. Beckham. Benit like Beckham. Beckham alikuwa mevaga ya nani siku moja.
Yeah.
Kwa game ya Manchester United. Alikuwa mevaga ya Victoria Beckham.
Victoria's Secret. Like Beckham. Hence Victoria's Secret?
Yeah. He had a Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
So.
But brother.
Mm.
Let's. There's also another word that's often misused and attributed towards physical, the whole penetration thing. Intimacy is not only sexual.
Yes.
I don't know if most people know that intimacy can mean like you're just chilling with her, you're all lazy, flipping channels,
it's a romantic dude, huh? In your foot.
You know, you're just chilling, you're just, you know, it doesn't have to be, it's just physical. The company you spend with someone that you value, you equally value their time with of the opposite sex.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? I don't know if we're on the same page, Zach.
Yeah.
We are on the same page. It's just that you probably are on that stage.
Fuck.
Now, some of us were it's hard to explain.
Well, talk to me, brother.
Do you know of long distance relationship?
Yes.
So what would be the equivalent of sitting on the couch and chopping it up if you are in a long distance relationship
with someone?
Yeah. So what would be?
So LDR. Okay. So you asked me what is the equivalent of sitting
and what just is the chilling.
How is intimacy with someone who is in a long distance relationship? Yeah. In terms of intimacy, there's there's value is almost zero.
Really?
You have to have a goal. Yeah. Long distance relationships, you have to have a goal, you have to have a timeline. Then you have something to work towards. So if it's a bubble, this bubble will last until this you get. But if it can go, you can go beyond like maybe a certain time frame. I think so.
Okay. Long distance because ni tricky pia mlizamwa mambo yenu ya let's jack off together then one records the video and releases like shit. I don't need that shit.
No, but where were you getting at with that?
Well, can I get up now?
No, where were you going?
No, because you asked me a question and I told you I can't, like, for me, I don't relate to yours because mine, I'm in a long distance.
You're in a long distance relationship. Yeah. But y'all can just, like, you know, talk. You have a goal.
Yeah.
You guys know when you're, it's not indefinitely long distance, is it?
Not indefinitely.
Yeah. Mm. And she probably comes within certain time frames.
Yeah.
So I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, yeah. I was just trying to answer your question because I didn't, I wasn't relating to yours.
When you talk about that, I mean, it reminds, there's this song that I love, Kabisa.
A song?
Yeah. Oh. Nabogani Matata, featuring Sauti Sol. So wacha ni wakuti ya lyrics na kwaga, you are just my internet love. Hatuwezi get intimate love. You're trying to connect when I disconnect. Ukiwa offline baby unani affect. Mapenzi ya internet. Hiyo ni mapenzi jo stack. Hiza jo zazi. Kuna kwaga na yo story ya. Yeah. First of all, kuna time internet time imekata. Ruto mezima internet. Yeah, place yuko kuna internet. Like yeah. I've never, if I was in an LDR, maybe right now I'll survive because I'm in my 40s, but in my 20s and 30s, I'll be out here looking for kisonono like a nonsense.
Because I think what Muki was talking about is like currently now in our 40s, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think this is also, it's new to me. Like this is my first ever. So
First ever LDR. Yeah. But there's something that makes you dial die. Right.
Yeah.
There's something like, you know, Star 69 that. Yeah, I mean.
Lakini uko out there. Uko out there zile za.
No.
Toa tuangalie.
No.
Wacha cheza na yako nikicheza na. Ah, don't you know.
Why in get a radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody you guys.
On some toa tuangalie
type. Yeah. Yeah. Luka, long distance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, is she black?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, word.
No, okay.
It's a long story.
Yeah. Cuz me long distance ingekuwa hard. But yeah, so one of the things lenda sema how you look at sex changes in your 40s, especially if you went through that phase in your 20s.
Mm.
Otherwise, you'll be the 60-year-old found somewhere, but naked. Umeshikilia, nini umeficha.
Mm.
So, kuna hiyo nini. Mm. But another thing ile pia nime come to realize na age ni, you actually never realize you're getting older. Sijui kama hiyo kitu imewa happen here. Where?
Yeah.
I've come to think, personally, mi nafikiria getting old is a mind state.
Mm.
There are people in their 20s living like they're in their 50s.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people in their 50s living like they're in their 20s.
Mm.
Both have advantages.
Mm.
But I'd say you'd rather be in your 50s acting like in your 20s than the other way around.
Yeah.
And in and out, like a big shout out. Kuna u beste yetu. Najoka Natal.
Mm.
So Natal is 54 right now. So Natal is like an Econini fan based in the US. A real dude, man. Like, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
So, Natal, tulikuwa na yeye kwa ndaa yake, and he was blasting music. This dude is like 54. And when you're around him, you never feel like he's old.
Mm.
And that's how, you never even feel he's older than you. That's how I want to live life. It's like, because me na feeling like, in hindsight, I feel like our fathers had to stick up their ass.
Mm.
And I say this respectfully. Because we met these dudes in their 30s, and they were acting like they were old. The only thing you kuna fanya, like in hindsight, unajua budako wako mzee, niju, he used to watch you and your sister. That's why you know this nigga was not old.
Yeah.
Otherwise, apart from that, they used to act so old. And ata ukiwa na pamoja,
a bit of that rubs off on you.
Yes, ata ukiwa around hao, huko na notice, like wangekwa tu pahali wakicheka, like, well, they're always busy discussing. I don't know if it's Moi ama nini, but na feel kama sisi, si tuna enjoy life more.
Yeah.
And so sijui kanyi mnaichukuaje.
Like, in regards to...
I feel like we...
We enjoy...
Life more. We are not...
And be more expressive sexually and... So I'd tell you that first of all, I think they had the better chance because without money they could get laid.
Mm.
Over here you have to crunch numbers like by the time I get to Upper Hill, you know, that flaccid, there are levels of, you know, you have a hard dick, right? And then there's level to that shit, like hard, flaccid, limp. You know what I mean? So this is the period we live in, where your financial prowess determines how hard your dick is.
Yeah.
But
true or false? It's true. Mm-hmm. You used to make a joke, like, he used to say, like, when you're 16, you used to cross the road with a hard dick, like, just crossing the road, or killing a mosquito for that matter, like, oh, I got a hard dick. You know?
Yeah, when you're young. You know,
but it changes. Mm. External factors just influence you. You know, like, you have to, so many, she's coming, nimechukua 6 kania balozi mimi nataka sijui Don Pueblo. Your options are limited based on your resources.
I'm trying to relate to what Moff just said. Like, I'm trying to think of like where my pops was at my age. He was really like, he wasn't like me. He wasn't free.
Yeah,
wasn't free
like free spirit, like, you know, the way I'm talking like this. he alikuwa hapo sana ungekaa mabuda mapolitician unacheki vile wanakuwa tight, you know, like sura imechange, anataka kujulikana.
So they were more alpha than we are. They were more alpha than we were.
Exactly. Wanataka kuonekana yeye ndio buda.
Hence, if they were more alpha than we were, they were polygamous. So they could control many homes than we are. They had better management skills.
But now who is Jakarta?
Yeah, but who is enjoying life?
Yeah, Jakarta, because you have one life. Mm. Yeah. Your life can't just be your kids. Your life just can't be. You have to also enjoy life. You have to be like... like I'm here.
Yeah.
This is
so
me.
So I'm trying to see.
But you can't impose your perception of enjoying life based on the context with which they were raised. Yeah. These are people who went through colonial tax.
Yes.
You know what a colonial tax was? If you have a heart, you had to pay a tax for that heart.
Mm.
You get that? The heart, you nyumba nyasi, you had to pay that shit. You had to go work, plow and do all these types of shit.
Mm.
So their privileges and ours is different. We can't compare ourselves. I feel it's unfair comparing ourselves
to
them.
It's not unfair. We're just saying that we're enjoying life more than them. Mm. And apart from that, like even one of the reasons why I want to work out, leo nimetoka kuona picha ya Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan right now is 77.
Mm.
And she looks sumptuous.
Like something you'd hit?
Yeah. Oh. And she's 77. So it makes you realize that age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah.
Sindio?
Yeah.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Sometimes it's how you look at life. Mm. Like the same way nakwambia, me, they are my peers who I feel like didn't go through e-sexual whatever.
Mm.
Like I see them right now
in
their 40s sharing videos of porn. And I'm there like, I don't want this shit.
Mm.
Like I went through this. And then I look at them when I come a buddha kabisa. I'm saying amekuwa like kitambi iko hivi, yuko whatever. Like anaka, like he looks like he's... You can be 40 and you don't look 40.
Mm.
But kale ka buda yani anaka, ata okay mwambia 50, ukakuwa like, yeah, okay, he's in his 50s.
Mm.
And apart from how your body looks, it's also your mind state. Like, what's your mind state?
Mm.
Are you the sort of person who, let's say you started your family early and your kid is in his 20s, can you still sit down with your kid and joke about pussy, for example? You see?
Mm.
A lot of men can't do that.
We can't do that.
And you need to. As millennials, like your son, you need to. Like, you need to tell him, like, even if it's your teenage son. Like, nilicheki this very funny joke. Yeah, this dude, I'd shared it on my Insta stories, but of course, I shared disappear.
Mm.
And the story was this dude was joking, like, my kids have reached that age where they take showers. They take long showers. So, I thought, and I will lose that. Ati, why did you take a long shower to mtoyako yuko like, no, I was just had some thoughts in there that I was thinking. Now yuko like, I don't want to enter there and sleep on your thoughts. You see, that's a funny joke. And it's him talking about his kids jacking off, yes?
Yeah.
You see, Sisi, tuli grow up design, atuko na joma buda zetu, this is a phase of life. This is something you go through.
Mm.
Like dogs really try to do it.
Mm.
Acheki. And nilicheki ya elephant nilicheka. Jo elephant wekele ile nini pali alafu inaza tu kuimove jo. Jo. But sisi now we are lucky to have hands. And this is a conversation you need to have with your kid. Like, yo, close the fucking door. Like, nakunga ule nephew wangu. Marvin. You used to tell Marvin, like, I won't enter. This is, I pay the rent, but I never enter your room without knocking.
I respect your privacy.
I respect your privacy. So when I knock, tell me, can I come in?
No, don't come in. Then and I like, respect shit, that. Yeah.
I'll respect that. I'll move. So like it's these little things that turn, because also my guy, you don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing. So since it's my FKO level, like you become too serious at some point.
So Africa, you're talking about you've been talking about guilty pleasures.
Mm.
That's a very broad frame. So in terms of, I'd say, nowadays they call it what, self-love?
Broadened
into self-love.
Mm.
But people need to know this.
Mm.
I've just come from the coast.
Mm.
And I've made my observations where you'd see, I think I had a phone call with you while I was still in the coast, where you'd see, Caucasian men who do not have, like a body composition that they'd be able to actually score with when they're back at home.
Mm.
But when they come to Africa, they are treated like gold, right?
Mm.
Or, you know, vice versa,
yeah.
Right? So you find, like, some people, maybe because of how their body is or
because not only of because of but also because of the mental.
Mm.
There are people who've been abused out here. So in as much as we are going to talk about this, someone jacking off or someone cannot express themselves sexually because they've endured a certain trauma.
Yeah, yeah, not
you understand? Those things are there. Mm. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and it's a bit difficult to not justify, but to explain what jacking off is to someone who cannot have a wide view or...
But they've done it. They've done it. Our fathers did it. Our great-grandfathers did it. Mm. That dude you don't know did it. Because
that dude I don't know.
Yes, that's your great-grandfather. You know, that's the fucked up. That's the fucked up thing. Nilicheki your shit.
That dude you don't know.
Kuna nini, kuna clip flani liona. I also shared it on my whatever. Iku inasema, by the year 2021-24, a stranger will be living in your house.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. So dile... By 2124, that's 100 years from now, yes?
All right.
A stranger will be living in your house. All the things that you worked for, nothing will matter. Sindio?
Yeah.
Alafu, so now the interesting thing was like, your grandkids' kids won't know you. Afu msena uliza, how many of you know your grandfather's father? A lot of us don't.
Mm.
So that's the funny thing about life.
And like that's the difference between us and the Jews, or the space Jews, sorry.
Mm.
Yeah. They can count 25 generations.
Yeah.
We can that's only go it, as much.
Trani it could do it because like majuzi nikuwa na watch nani, I was watching BET Awards, eh? Kulikuwa na ile performance ya YG Male and the mother, sindio, Lauryn Hill. And I was thinking about it, like your grandfather is Bob Male. You are the grandkid of Bob Male and you call yourself your grandfather's name, yes? Your kid will still call himself the grandfather's name because that's how much the grandpa, like 20 generations of Bob Marley, everyone will be hanging out to that Marley name, like Marley, Marley.
Like
so, none of us get that.
That nini.
Like, Jomo Kenyatta.
How is that related to jacking off, though?
No. I was just saying about like life and legacy what. Like the reason why we should enjoy it is most of us we won't even have the privilege of being remembered by our grandkids' kids.
Yeah.
Like me, although, the fact your shit ilisink kwangu. Like sijui Buddha, grandmother, sijui anaitwa nani, but mother anajua hizo majina. You see,
so yeah, for me, I think. Somehow this, I don't think I'll ever forget this. I think I have a very strong connection to my grandfather's grandfather.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ulimbata kiwa live?
Aba, sikumpata kiwa live. But
you feel?
I have a very strong connection. Because of something, a story they keep telling me. So basically, granbui wangu akupewa shamba na buda yake. Ya lipewa shamba na granbui wake. So alipanaishi na granbui wake. So mali granbuyo yake amezikwa. Hiyo kitambo wako anaweka grave na kanika grave, but there is a particular type of plant in the grow your apple, so unajua.
This is this where is someone where has been laid to rest.
Laid to rest.
Yeah.
So when I was like, gee, they tell me when I was 4 years old, I don't know what I did, and I pissed off my grandfather. And then my grandfather was so mad that I ran away. So vile nikimbia ni usiku, so they started looking for me, started panicking for me. No one could find where I was. So it was like panic mode kabisa, because unajua huko water kuna pit latrines nini. So they were like,
your grandfather mjaka ama
mchaga.
Okay.
So they like, now they are panic, the whole like village wamekuja sasa kunitafuta because they don't know where I am. Ni usiku, you know where they found me? Kwa hiyo grave mali kulikuwa kuna hizo nyasi na nilikuwa nimejificha hapo, since it dark na kuna hizo nyasi nimejificha. So like it became like a, you know, the way
guys are
scared of like
they attributed to some sort of spiritual ancestry.
That's where he went to seek refuge.
Out of all this cornfield. Could have been a child of the corn.
I don't even remember that story myself. Like I'm being told that by now my uncles and them. That thing I've never forgotten it. Story. There are two stories about me and my cousin Kiwatwe, zile I'll never forget. That was me, and then my cuz always like my best friend, yeye alikuwa gani jogo. Kuna jogo ilimchapa wengine. Granbuya akasema hiyo kitu ichukuliwe naidishiwe tu immediately because yeah. Imetandika uo ya ajabu because it is walikuwa wanatoshana so tusini watoi ati jogo ime so out of nowhere tu imejam na yeye, we are like there like a bunch of kids but yeye peke yake tu ndio ina ina attack
all so the time and this is not chini. One instance all the time
no this one time it was so bad that my grandfather was like hey, chukweni jogo na
ikwetu
mboga so damn. Those two stories I'll never forget them but I can't remember them like from my perspective isn't it's led to my ambiwa hey this, this is what happened to you
what I pick out from that from what Zach says you know Zach said out of all the space which mean his grandfather was great grandfather was probably a that's wealthy
great,
man
great
great grandfather he had a vast amount of land so I down it down to my grandfather who I talk about in my book Invisible Optics he had you know he's a kingpin the head honcho three wives 36 children large piece of land drives a Peugeot 202 works in a tea factory in Kericho in in your where I come from back at home but then later on in life you fast forward right and I'm here knocking at my dad's door like okay according to our culture I need to be out of your compound you know like the next minute so do you have a piece of land somewhere you know I could like man, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You know. So what I'm trying to say with that is this.
Yeah.
In contrast, like what I've picked out from Zach is like the wealth diminishes over time. He had loads of spaces to hide from. I want a space to hide from at this age. In my, I'm 45. I need to get off my dad's compound. But my dad, my grandfather married so many women, had so many children, gave birth to so many boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Who gave birth to so many boys. So there's no land.
Damn.
So that's why I was saying we can't judge these people based on the context that...
Jakarta.
And bring it back home.
What?
That if your dad had the land to give you, yo kidogo amekupatia, Ruto wants tax on it.
He wants tax on that.
Yeah. Yeah, but yo Olipul they pulled that.
You understand?
Back,
so it's not dead.
Kimani Ichung'wa he wrote and pulled that. He withdrew the bill.
He withdrew the land appropriation. So basically, what I'm saying is polygamy can work in this day and age. You might be the most virile. You can be the man with all the alpha. You have all the resources, but just marry one woman with this number of kids. These others you can be able to like you know set up some trust or something where you're you know and bruv get a prenup you know because it's different the game is different how it was played
but vile mbonga vile zaka mbonga jo grand budake there's a story I've given it on Iko Nini but it's one of those stories that I'd want to know what happened now this is what I hate about African culture being oral and a lot of African stories being oral is a lot of stuff gets lost in history but me sasa nikiangalia saidi ya kina Buddha so saidi ya kina saidi ya mother that is so saidi ya mother the grandfather had two wives yes my grandfather had two wives and his name is kuna kuagana this sport dude who does sports and I don't know I'm not sure if he's Luo because the way he says his name he says it wrong if he's Luo because he calls himself Ndong Ndong Luo hatunaga hiyo Saudi ya o haikuagi na kuaga o utieno she notice we are o so it's Ndong it's not Ndong there's that dude who reads news so I don't know if he's Luo but hiyo sema yake ke Ndong nafakuwa Ndong kani Luo ni so Ndong had two wives and out of these two wives kulikuwa na Agnes na mother mwingine just kumbuki jina kwani Magdalena I think so Magdalena ama no now the cuz Agnes ni mother akina mother she was the second wife now the first wife had one son that hated his dad so much so me nilikam ku realize baadaye so now nimeenda ocha as a kid and I see Ndokus Ndong had a lot of land like that's one thing that he was good at like he had such a huge piece of land so na chiki kwa hii huge piece of land yake there's one piece of land that has hizi nyasi za ngombe ni refu alafu nikiangalia ngombe si kienyeji ni hizi ngombe za grade
si ndio indigenous breeds
yes any exotic I think hizo za akina mafreshian and what hizo don't na chiki nashindwa alafu ameka fence alafu nasikia tunaambiwa kama watoi make sure ngombe haijaingia kwa landia. Alikuwa anaitwa Charles but unajua vile Jack au semaga Charles
Charles.
You go like ngombe asiende kwa Charles. Charles ataki. So I'd want to know like what can make a son hate the father so much that ngombe za the father has been allowed kwenda kwa the land that the father gave him. I've never known that story. Alafu ocha you never told these stories. But sasa I want to be inquisitive unajua. So like the next time nikienda ocha there are few stories I need to ask my mother. Like she needs to tell me why that happened. Another story nataka kujua ni history ya Buddha ya kuhepa. Kuhepa juu ya 1982. So these are stories now I'm interested in. Like before sequel because this happened like I'm a kid. Namba Buddha hatagagi anything to do with the father. So is this kumkona kosana budako juu ya nini? Is it because your father has a second wife? No, that was the culture. That was normal. Like what could make a son hate the dad that much? So that's I really want to know your story.
Your story vile umesema zetu zikuwa oral sana. So inamaanisha kuna records because kuna zingine mazee utapata like accurate answers. Cause like me like I know that a lot of stories ile nikirudi ocha kuuliza mankozo wangu kuna wale hata wajui what I might have more information than them because I spent more time with my grandfather talking about these things than them because wao wakiwa kwa watu wake walikuwa na ile ukichungumia huyu ni buda wangu so hatuwezi kaa chini naye tukiongea but tukiona grandbu yeye anaongea na sisi ni kama watu hii so kuna vitu kadhaa unaona ni kama aku anaambia watu wake but angeza kutuambia sisi you know get. So those are some naona kwa leo wamebaki huko saa hizi I don't think wako na a lot of information on like what happened like the reason why my grandfather was not given land by his father but ended up being given land by his grandfather. You get
kuna hizo
kuna hiyo story kuna kitu fulani ilifanyika maybe wakakosana
because mean inaweza takuja
hizo but polygamy has never been normal. We are talking as men. It's never been normal if you amongst women talking another woman just like hey Chalisa Chalisa anakuja leo just make space. It's never been normal. I get to humanity for women you know. So but all I'm saying in terms of like culture wise right those are things that right now they'd have to be modified within what resources you have. It's would be very difficult to have more than one home right now with all that's going on.
Unless you're a government official.
Yeah.
Sudi can have 15 homes. So it depends. But mimi kuna hizo stories because even like one of the things that happened, kuna, I'm sure your dad knows this dude, but there's a dude that died majuzi and it was Douglas. So Douglas alikuwa naishi hapo Nyabondo. So I'm sure your dad knows him. So maybe you can ask your dad about him. So Douglas lived a life of crime. He's died without telling us like these stories. I was planning to have this conversation with him. I was ready to pay him to just ask him. Like this dude used to always have kiatu in a shine, even in his 80s. Like the last time I saw him, he was upright, kiatu in a shine, sold a lot of land to Indians that land didn't exist. Had this brushings na the law, na somehow got away with it. But now, another very interesting story. I always talk about this story. Now, this time, nikienda ocha, I want to look for this dude. So there's an uncle of mine. Umse na mkumbukaga juu. Ile siku alikuja kutu visit. Mara ya kwanza, when now my memory can remember. Alikuja kama Buddha alikuwa ametoka kubai like this, the turntable or whatever, the record player. Let me call it a record player. So alikuwa na hii ingoma, my sweetie, my sugar. That song had just come up. So alikuwa na hii kara, but this dude had come na alikuwa na injury ya mguu. Na hii injury ya mguu ilikuwa ati aliumia kwa railway. Kulikuwa na hizi railways za Kenya. Had to know like what had happened to his leg. But the reason why I'm talking about him, this is the same ule anko yangu, ule mpati anaga story, because this time he must have been in his 40s, because I think right now he's in his 60s. Yes? This is the guy I talk about that 23 years ago, tuli meet na ye kwa Aura. So you a place ya kuoga. Afu alikuwa like, ngamuti rijela romgi ngamonegi. He who's taken you to jail is equivalent to he who has killed you. He was just from Kodiaga. That means he spent his 30s in Kodiaga.
In jail.
How the fuck, how does that fuck your mind up? Unajua? So these are the conversations that I need to have. But now, Luo's pia, you have to look at the factor that Luos are also, they don't support each other. So if he knows that, unataka kuweka hiki to YouTube, watakulipa. Why should I give him my story na kulipa? So I'm not sure he's going to give me the story.
So in terms of Luos, not, let me just chime in, please, because it will escape me. So Luos don't support each other, right?
Yeah, we don't.
But then, how about the head honcho? He takes anyone and everyone from his backyard. And if the head honcho, the numero uno.
Oh, we're talking about Ruto?
Yeah. You see, he takes anyone and everyone from his backyard and gives them prominent positions, right? So, have you ever been to a Luo's office who has an entire department and you're there seated in the line waiting to meet him?
Is it Mr. Jacob?
Yeah. You'll be discarded. You understand? So compare that. Is it something that should be encouraged?
It should be encouraged.
There
needs to be a certain level of nepotism. There needs to be a certain level of LeBron, that LeBron shit. But now, family-wise. Because me hata nikibonga juu hivyo, sikuwa na manisha hata uko juu. Because uko juu nzapata, maybe they support each other. They politically. Because unachiki like politically, Luos gravitate towards Raila, yes? But miko nasponga as families.
Okay.
As families, like, one of the things ile nili admire kabisa nikiwa states ni the Kisii community. Like, there's so many Kisis. Like, iyo trip yangu ilikuwa sponsored by Kisii community. That's what I can tell you. Why? Because Kisis have this very interesting thing where if I go somewhere and I notice that I can make money, I'm going to try to bring my brother. I'm going to try to bring my whatever. So you find like a whole family. Like I was with this rapper, Mr. K4. Mr. K4 naniambia, hey, anko yangu, yuko that state. Nani yuko that state. Nacheki, kuna boy flani to Onsando. Onsando gave me a very interesting story whereby someone in their, I think their village, went to the US and then someone started, so he had to apply for green card. So when he applied the first time, he didn't get, he was like, fuck this shit. Do you know the guy at the cyber cafe, a fellow Kisi, kept applying for him without him knowing. Umsa kamwambia like buda ni aje umepata green card yuko zi yuko ya nimekuwa nikiku apply here all along. Try to tell me the probability of a Luo doing that to you. It's next to zero. So wajaka, as kuna vitu za ujaka zile unibamba. Now in hindsight, when you are older, you can look. So other things I admire, I admire the fact that political office in Luoland mostly is for the educated. Unajua hivyo, because compared to like somewhere like central, like central, they run the economy, but politics, they live for the dumbest of the dumbest amongst them to do that. Unajua, there's a lot of dumb motherfuckers who should never be next to any office. Akina Waititu, Punjab University. Sisi sayo tuko na nyongo, mwacheki. But it comes to helping family and helping each other, Luos are some of the worst. And to me, nanilikam kunotisi na hiko nini. Kumbuka, Zach, kuna time tuko na joke, hapa tuwezi enjoy the Kisses. Because when people started supporting us from abroad, don't go akisi wote. Don't come and notice. Ukiyekoma juu, una notice they call each other. Like even brothers, in quotes, marry sisters, which of course is not a real marriage, just to bring them there. Sisi inakuwaka, wajikiji yote, mimi tunde nimeenda ngambo buwa. Wakasonge, unasikera yeko. Unajua uko ni yaku, kiamuka zubui. Jua ina kusalimia. Like, wajaka wanakuwaka nao jinga. The only... I don't know who told us that only one of us can shine.
We can't
all shine. And it's a very bad thing. Considering the level of education, that's one of the things he meant to keep down. Tukikuwa tunasaidiana.
Mimi yona sana tukienda saizi.
Yeah.
Ever since Mbuyu amekama hivi, nimeenda ocha a couple of times. Sasa, like, it's more than I've ever done in the last so many years.
Man.
But kuna zile vitu mimi wanaoka, I'm like, what's wrong with our people?
Man? Yeah.
Yani wakio pala wata kuone, my brothers, yani wameto kwa mama mmoja. But ukiona ile level of competition, who is who?
Hey, it goes all the way to funerals.
Hey, Zaku, ukiamka kesho wewe usiagaike, gari iko hapa, ukitaka kwenda hapa, huyu mwingine akwambia, wachana na hiyo gari. Yani, kila mtu ana compete ku provide na transport sasa. Wewe
ukitaka the competition.
Kama nataka kwenda Kindu Bay, wewe sema, gari iko hapa.
It's
Oriembo na ngonya. Ochung na simama.
Bas.
So right. Cheki, so hiyo ni nini?
Hiyo level ya competition tuko nayo mzee na kogatu.
Right. It's not healthy.
Right. It's not healthy.
Yeah. Because me vile sijakudanganya, like, hiyo ni nini? I looked at that and I was I admired it. You're like that level of helping each other out. Like, we're trying to imagine someone is applying for your green card without you knowing.
Mm.
You're trying to That's change beautiful. Your life without you knowing. Like, how roho safi is that person?
Mm.
Nacheki. But sisi, the competition, like, even within family, kuna kukaneo competition.
Mm.
You know, like, bullshit. Like, mi kuna, I'll be honest, kuzumi upatia gasi stories, sinini upatia watu hapa, but sisi, even like, my mother and her sisters,
mm.
they don't fully get along. I love when you come and hear the bullshit why they don't fully get along. They don't fully get along because of the number of sons.
Wow.
Can you believe that shit?
Mm.
So, mother, ali end up akiona four sons, yes?
Mm.
And unapata, kuna sister ke moja, hakuwa na watoi, mwingine siju hakuwa na nini. So, kuna kuwa na ile design yati, unaturingia juko na watoi. Like, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I check it like, una,
no, you but no, no, I understand.
And I don't like
based
that.
On that. Based on their upbringing,
yes.
their conditioning,
mm.
That's why I'm saying we have to be very careful as to how we castigate our
ancestors. No, we are not castigating. We are not castigating. We are saying like this generation needs to do better. And we do better by what? But if we can help each other, let's help each other.
Mm.
Let's not treat it as a competition.
Mm.
Let's pull each other. You have this strength. I have this strength. Let's...
Again.
Jaloka.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you...
He's from abroad.
You guys will recall this rapper in context to that.
Yeah.
Aesop Rock. Mm. If your father and his father fish from the same water, you must break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about breaking the cycle.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So breaking the cycle doesn't mean we have to be harsh. You know, like for me to be, I've been the harshest critic of our ancestors, or rather of my ancestors, let me say that.
Mm.
Because whatever they did, you know, it's a constant reminder that even you don't have the manual.
Yeah.
You don't. No one has the manual.
Mm. Of life.
Everyone is trying to just try and fixing this jigsaw to make it work.
Mm.
So, what can we do? So this the Kisi seems to have gotten a glimpse of the what do you call that code?
Because when you say "vlomesema story," a manual, it reminded me of another person. Rest in peace to Ogada. Mm. So Ogada is my grandfather.
Yeah.
And right now, the person who sold us land is someone called Kenga. So Kenga, Ogada, spent in the 1940s, 50s and 60s. That dude was in Nairobi, man. Living in Kalolendo.
Damn.
Living in Kalolendo.
Damn.
You know where Kenga was? Kenga was in Kisumu County. Kenga had to sell us land. Because you know, just a school called Amkatu Asubuhi. Like, my land starts from here to there. This dude was in Nairobi. What the fuck are you doing in Nairobi in the 40s? Fuck you, man. Come back to. Yeah, so this dude had no land. Like, how can I land in the 40s? There was land in the 40s. This dude was in Nairobi, man. So it's interesting. So now that Kenga dude had so much land. Do you know he has land on... Like, kuna kukana hii baro. So, unajoyo baro. Like, unajoyo saidi ya ocha. Kuna ukitoka Stopamba. Sindio? Onyongo.
Yeah.
Then, kuna Tol. Tol, sasa, kuna place nito Bethlehem. Where there is a mog. A mog.
Yeah.
Afu saidi ingine. Ni, so, kuna saidi ya wajaka.
No,
na kale. Alafu, kuna saidi ya wakale.
Yeah.
Kenga has land on the Kalenjin side. That he's never sold. Because, you know, those dudes... Like wajaka wako like watakuja kuiba ngombe zetu sasa tufanye nini hapa. So the land is there but it's never kuzime na hata tukienda Aura tunaendaga kuna hiyo sasa the Aura the river separates Kalenjin from Luos but hii side ingine bado ni wajaka but kuna land umse iko hiyo side and I've always thought about it but sasa najua mimi as the last born I need to stay in Ocha someone else need to take that land so Musa maga hiyo ni kuenda na kuinunua alafu kuelectrify because Kenga died now it's his kid was still left. But that's how much land he had. My grandfather did not have any land. So that's why najua ukisema no one has the manual of life. Musa maga, yes. This dude was in his 20s. He was like, you know what? I need some Nairobi pussy. Fuck this. Kuja to Nairobi to look for. You know,
in the what? In the
yeah. 50s is in Nairobi. Yeah. Before freedom. Like, what the fuck are you doing in Nairobi?
Yo, just 2 years after World War II, man.
Yeah.
He was out there.
Yeah.
2 years before the Mau Mau Rebellion, man. He was in Nairobi doing his thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenga, man. Mad respect. Rest in
power, but no. Kenga is the one who stayed behind. Grand Buddha and Ogada. So, shout out to Ogada.
So, the thing is, what the viewers would want to know, I know there's a lot of cohesion in terms of when Mwafrika talks about where he comes from. we come from a place called Nyakach, and we are famous for having, you know,
produced the first Luo president.
The first Luo president.
Yeah.
You know, and we watch these CIA niggas run up and down trying to get these things, you know, throwing stones. But we've been there, man.
Yeah.
We left that to y'all.
Rule so for 6 hours. Man.
We have stories of, we have the history that comes from the our area is very dark, especially when you talk about the whole 82 Air Force. And he's got relatives, I've got relatives around that region. There's people who disappeared. Y'all talking about abductions right now? This this unmarked graves from way back, you know, in the 80s, early 80s, into the mid 80s, into the, we don't know where our friends, our relatives and family are. So these are histories that need to be, you know, in as much as Zach talked about recorded. Well, thank God we have the internet.
Yeah, like right now, at least ours, we know.
Yeah,
the future generations will be able to go back.
Yeah.
It was this dark because I don't think by then they will still be as dark as we are.
Yeah,
climate change and all that. There was this dark days. These are our forefathers.
Yeah,
his name was Zach. Africa and Mookie.
At least itakuwa recorded. Yes, yes.
Documented.
Yeah.
But like back in the days, man, like there's a lot of things that happened. Like if we even had a script of it, not just even video, just a script.
Yeah.
We could use it for a lot of like.
Yeah, and that's why a lot, and that's why the Western culture has taken advantage of that, because when we talk about the this community that has, you know, land that's not actually resolved in terms of boundaries, and there's people from regions like Palestine who are trying to intervene and claim their land, you find that their whole only justification is how they how far they're able to account for.
Yeah.
Accounted for their ancestry without DNA, like each and every family has a, you know, that's how they're able to do their thing. Now, in regards to their race, their complexion of their skin, and that's subject to debate, but we should be able to do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So right now
we are on that tip.
In Nairobi, I wish we could even get the coordinates.
Yeah.
So that the future people can know exactly where I sat. I was future. Sitting here.
Like 200
years from now.
They'll know. Somebody they'll know.
Like, I was sitting here.
Who's that rapper did that album, The Future Is Now?
Shidani. We always assume that internet is the epitome of human civilization.
No.
In our existence, that's the assumption.
This will be some medieval shit. Yeah, so like they used to do internet.
Do that?
Shit, because your time maybe it's a dude just appears.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Teleporting.
Yeah, so yeah. I think like, yo, so as much as Pnasema is the record Zico, will this medieval technology called the internet be there during that time?
In that time.
Because Sahau,
nuclear,
Mutu miaga ile shit ya nani, Neil deGrasse Tyson. So vile Neil deGrasse Tyson samaga, science, we've been studying science actively for the past 400 years. So tukiangalia science according to the cosmos, where if you are to look at the age of Earth, and the age of Earth is how much, like 3. The age of the universe, 13.8 billion years, yes? Alafu Earth equal like 4.5 billion, yes? Tukiangalia science in relation to the Earth, we're in the first, I think the first second. And in this first second, we've been able to come up with internet, electricity, blah, 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 blah. So now try and imagine when science is
5 seconds old. Oh, it's 5 seconds.
Yeah, when it's 5 seconds old, I'm a 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like shit is going to be different. All this internet shit will be medieval.
And that's the discussion I was having on PWNN with Zach at some point. Not a discussion, but it was a by the way. But it was in terms of fractions of seconds, in terms of in a Formula One race. If your opponent or the driver before you.
Yeah.
The distance between you is a second.
Mm.
It can be measured into fractions of that. So someone can win the race in a fraction of a second. And the science to prove that. So those guys, in terms of speed engineering and all that calibration and chemistry and whatnot, you get. So it's heading there, and I think it's heading there in terms of time. In terms of time. So who are we, man? Who are we, man?
Yeah, but tukot nabonga jia 40s. So you're enjoying your 40s, ama? And how does it feel, people thinking you're old? Because you're mucha kagasana. People in their 20s are there. They're like, ama buda ako 40 atuelewi buda tunakuelewa.
You say that, you say that, you say that from,
yeah, nilikuwa nasema ni kwa Twitter space ya kina Osama Otero. And there was that discussion of unajua wasi wako in their 40s wajui like hii struggle tunadu juu yao. Buda tunajua jo si tuko in our 40s na tunajua inafanyika juu yetu, but I understand that when you're in your 20s people in their 40s look really old and you think you don't know that time just moves, just like moves kids so who are born in the year 2000 are 24 right now. What the fuck does that make sense? That's around the same time tuko tunameet tuki exchange hip hop. Those kids are 24 years old. That motherfucker can fight with you over pussy. Like how the fuck that makes sense?
Can you imagine? Like, so in terms of time, you'll take it that, and this will stick to who's that guy who Mourinho told time is just gonna pass you like this. Dele Alli.
Yeah.
When Mourinho talked to him and told him like you're hot right now, you'll be an ice cube just like this. I was 50 right now. Happened. You get. So for me, you asked me how I feel about my 40s. I am more in touch and inclined into things. I feel a lot. Like if I like y'all my niggas, man, and I love you niggas. Like I love you my brothers. Now penda au mandugu zangu ni tafsiri hiyo mjue hivyo. And such that if the experiences that I have in life right now, they I value them to the nth. Like saizi vile niko hapa na au mandugu zangu, it's not been a bed of roses. Y'all niggas don't know that, but we are here. You don't even know how this happened right here. It's almost, it's I don't know, we are not that, we are not perfect, but we've been here 24 years down the line. Someone has given birth to a child who's going to university. We are here.
We're here.
Gray hair. We're still going to be here. And you know what? I don't look old. Man, I take your bitch away from you. Look at me, man. I'm 45, man. I'm fly as fuck.
It's
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
What's strange to me, ni, we've known each other longer than our age at that in the time we got to meet. And that's just weird.
Yeah.
Alafu, kitu reason ilifanya tukameet hivi is technology was not what it is right now. Because if technology was what it is right now, how to get meet? Because we met because of our love for hip-hop music. So the fact that we got to meet.
But technology was the influence, no?
Yes.
Napster and them.
Yeah, but it was not what it is right now. Because, you know, right now, I can get my own shit. I don't need to know you. But your time you look like, hey, Buddha, jo. Kuna mse flani. Misa niko nambo. Ule jule mse ito madrapa. Anaishi pale.
Yeah. I used to hear him when you listen to the radio on the...
Wakilisha show.
Wakilisha show, yeah.
Alafu, mimi naishi ya Khalif. Khalif na nene niambia jo. Kuna mse flani anaitwa Louis. So jua is the one who introduced me to you, Jua Kali. So you look at all these things, you're like, damn, technology, and then time flies. Like hapa ni ma 99 2000, nini nakumbuka nikitembea nikienda kwa mse nikienda kwa keja yako. And I remember around the same time that now nani had become president, Kibaki. And I look at state house and like, damn, we have a different president. It's not Moi. Right now it's 20 black.
But I'll tell you some things. I'll tell you. I hope this makes it in the edit. I'll tell you something. Guys, Mafrika has a lot of patience that I don't, you know? Yeah, and I saw Mafrika has given shout outs to people who I don't have patience for. And not to say that I hate them or anything, yeah, no, but it's just that time placed them in a certain way that they felt they had much more privilege. Believe it or not, that we went to... Khalif Records studio, not because we just felt like we loved hip hop so much, and at the behest of one Claymore, who was just a neutral ass dude, you know, he never had anything, and we went there with our underground rapping shit, and we were just told to get the fuck out of Khalif Records, you know, but Wolf was there, and. I had you mention Jimmy Gartha. Jimmy Gartha called me for an interview. The dude could even have eye contact with me. You know, the one thing you can do with a man to show respect, you know, is have eye contact with them.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I was like, come on, man. You want me to do a show and like, what's up, man? What's up with that? Can we chop it up? And, you know, so all these things is like there's people out there. There is the Dead and Kimatis to lay the foundation for the Rigathi Gachagua's and to the JJ Kamothos. There's always been a foundation that there's been the...
See, the Dead and Kimatis for the Rex Masai's and the David Chege's.
Exactly. But, you know, like the conventional, the conventional and the real, you know. So there's been that even in the hip hop sphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but there've been efforts and experiences, and for us to be here to be able to share these experiences with you, there's been a lot of effort out here, man. Some good, some bad.
Yeah,
And we've met a lot of people, man. We met the Prince of Wales, remember?
I have such a fucked up memory.
Shit, really?
I don't remember that,
dude.
Shit.
And I'm the one who just squeezes some juice. Come on, man.
Did you meet the Prince of Wales?
Yeah, you remember it was at the British Castle, man.
Hang out na naume TMK. Yeah, I don't remember.
We went
and
shook our hands. The proof, it's not, I mean, still.
Yeah, okay, okay.
We had our time, and then still it has an impact on people because kuna mse halini message juzi akiniona kwa PWNN kwa Zack.
Porn for breakfast.
Porn for breakfast, you know. Akaniambia, hey, I watched you on Porn for Breakfast. It was titled Zack and Mookie. And my uncle, David Gituma, used to play for Tusker FC.
Oh.
He used to carry me to the training grounds, Nakuru, training grounds at Tusker FC, wakienda kucheza nini. Na akicheza matabia zetu. There's a time Zack, so for him, like he grew up. Alisikia Zack mwafali, na Muki amepotea wapi? Alafu Zack akasema ati Muki Garang bado wako na shughuli fulani, lakini atarudi, lakini upuzi. Kuna jam fulani ameacha isha hapo ya land. Zack is like, takataka. Remember that upuzi joint? So that has stuck on. And the guy's name is what? David Gituma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? And guess what, where it's from? That's Nakuru. All the way from Nyabondo. Look at what connects us.
Yeah, the music. The music was powerful. Right. Yeah.
Tribeless. Yo, we were tribeless before you all Gen Z's, man. Come on.
Yeah, tribeless, partyless. It was just about the music, man. So hii imekuwa ni conversation. Kuna conversation flani ile ya politics itakuwa kwa Patreon. But kama kawa, vile ususamaga, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend.
Yeah.
But check it, Joe. In their 40s, just rocking DKNY.
Apuhozo NY onto DKNY. Miami DC prefer Versace. All Philly hoes, Pudo Moshido, every kiwi with a booty. Yeah, man, fly as fucking 45. Who's the real Duke? Who's the real Duke?
Yeah. Kimalizia 326 kusema eka ne.
Iko nini?